All right. Hey, fam. It is Venus Kalita with The Wine Cellar. I haven't done an international news thing in a while, but some folks on Twitter got into the DMs and said, hey, we missed that. We like having international news and knowing what's going on in the rest of the world, so I'm back, bitches. Okay. I'm not going to play the trigger warning or show opener, but this is the fucking Wine Cellar. Assume the very, very worst. All right. So, starting in the Congo, there's apparently an Ebola outbreak again. Hey, who knew? The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is a global health emergency, citing the virus's recent spread into Goma, one of the country's most densely populated cities. 2 million people reside in Goma, which sits just south of the epicenter of the outbreak near the border with Rwanda. Yikes. Still, the World Health Organization believes that the risk of the virus spreading beyond that region remains low. According to Director General Dr. Oh my god, what the fuck is this nigga's name? This is actually why y'all motherfuckers want me to do international news, isn't it? Because I can't say the names. Motherfuckers. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Totally fucking nailed it. Quote, our risk assessment remains that the risk of Ebola spread in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the region remains very high, and the risk spread outside of the region remains low. The WHO Emergency Committee Chair Robert Steffen told reporters on a conference call that despite efforts by both the government and the people in Congo to fight Ebola, there is a, quote, disappointment that there has been a recurrence of intense transmission. The outbreak in the Congo has been going on for almost a year. Holy shit. A year? Why doesn't this shit ever make fucking headlines? I know how many times Donald Trump has had a fucking Diet Coke, and I don't know about a year-long fucking epidemic of in the fucking Congo. All right. Yeah, the outbreak has been going on for almost a year with 2,418 confirmed cases and 1,627 deaths. WHO estimates that 12 new cases are reported daily. It is the second deadliest Ebola epidemic ever. Controlling the outbreak means public health officials must overcome major obstacles, political and economic instability in Congo's Ituri and North Kivu provinces, as well as continued violence among armed militia groups. The WHO reports that there have been almost 200 attacks against healthcare workers and patients since January. The assassination of two Ebola workers demonstrates the continued risk to responders due to a security situation, said Steffen. Wednesday's declaration included advice not to close any borders. The emergency status could help increase funding and assistance from other countries. The last time the WHO declared a global emergency related to Ebola was in August of 2014 during the West Africa epidemic, which was the world's deadliest. Throughout that epidemic, which lasted from 2014 to 2016, at least 28,000 suspected cases of Ebola were reported, and more than 11,000 people died, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The vast majority of cases were in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, but cases also stretched into Italy, Mali, Nigeria, Senegal, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The West Africa outbreak spurred work toward a safe and highly effective Ebola vaccine. The vaccine is now being used to help control the spread in Congo by vaccinating healthcare workers and people who have been in contact with Ebola patients, as well as contacts of those contacts. I remember that shit too, right? Like, the fucking Ebola shit was, like, popping and nobody cared, and all of a sudden, like, some Americans might have gotten it, and some Europeans might have gotten it, and, like, lickety-fucking-split, they found a fucking vaccine with the fucking quickness. Ain't that always how it goes? All right. The Ebola virus is spread through contact with blood and other bodily fluids. It can cause massive internal bleeding, vomiting, diarrhea, and death. An outbreak often starts with a spillover event, meaning that the virus is transmitted from an animal, usually a fruit bat or a monkey, to a human. Then the virus can spread from person to person. There is no cure for Ebola. Doctors use supportive fluids and electrolytes to help counter the side effects of high fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. So that's what's going on in the Congo. Holy shit. I know I shouldn't be surprised, but it's still, like, just wild to me that you fucking have an outbreak for a year, thousands of people die, and it doesn't even fucking make mainstream American media. Like, it's wild. All right. Okay. And then moving on to Japan, in Kyoto, an animation studio was allegedly the victim of an arson attack, and 33 people have died so far. Police said a 41-year-old suspect broke into the Kyoto animation studio on Thursday morning and sprayed petrol, which I think is gasoline. I'm reading this off the BBC. You know, them Brits talk kind of funny. So petrol, which is gasoline, sprayed it and then ignited it. The suspect has been detained and was taken to a hospital with injuries. Japan's prime minister said that the incident was too appalling for words and offered condolences. It is one of Japan's worst mass casualty incidents since World War II. Nigga, World War II ended in 1944. They haven't had an incident where more than 30 people have died since 1944. Nigga, we had, like, a school shooting where at least, like, that nigga in Las Vegas killed, like, 100 people. I don't even know, hundreds of people. We have school shootings, like, every other fucking day here. Wow, it's just such a different value of life when you go from one country to the next, isn't it? Kyoto Animation, known as KyoAni, produces films and graphic novels and is well regarded by fans for the high quality of its productions. So the fire broke out at the three-story building at about 10:30 local time on Thursday. They don't say if that was like AM or PM. Rescue operations are still ongoing. Police also found knives at the scene. Police broadcaster NHK, oh, that's funny that there's actually a broadcaster called NHK because that's also the name of an anime, said the man had been heard saying drop dead as he set fire to the building. The suspect's relationship with the company is unclear at this time. Eyewitnesses described a loud explosion followed by an inferno that rapidly engulfed the building. One neighbor said, "I saw some people with burns covered with something. They were rushed to an ambulance." The official, I like how it just says the official, but it doesn't tell me what the fuck he's the official of. Is he, like, the official head nigga on the scene? Like, the official police coordinator? The official emergency, first responder guy? I don't know who the fuck this is. All right. But this is the official. Also gonna nail this fucking name. Kazuhiro Hayashi said that most of the casualties were on the top floor, where people died and collapsed while trying to escape. Firefighters said that they have found 33 bodies, two on the first floor, 11 on the second floor, and 20 on the stairs from the third to the top floor. Oh my god, that has to be the fucking worst. Just fucking, like, dying in a fire on a fucking stairwell full of people. That is the stuff of horror movies. Some 36 people are in the hospital, some in critical condition, according to reports. About 70 people were in the building when the fire started. So who is the suspect? Reports say that the man is not a former employee, but he appeared to be angry with the animation studio. They say he ran away from the building towards a nearby train station after the fire started, but fell to the ground. Some reports say he was pursued by employees of Kyoto Animation. A person with singed hair was laying there, and there were bloody footprints, says a woman who lived nearby. He seemed to be in pain, irritated, and suffering, but also angry. I heard him say something like, "You copied it." Oh, he thinks they stole his work. Okay. Asahi Shimbun newspaper quoted a neighbor as saying she clearly heard the man saying, "You ripped me off." The suspect was injured and being treated in the hospital, so police could not immediately question him, according to the NHK. Japanese media reports say a man in his 40s had earlier bought 9 gallons of gasoline at a nearby station. Two containers used for the fuel were found at the scene of the fire. Meanwhile, Kyoto Animation director Hideaki Hata told the broadcaster that the company had recently received threatening emails. They were addressed to our office in our sales department and told us to die. Mr. Hata told reporters he was heartbroken at the attack. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, at least 33 people dead because somebody set fire to an animation studio because they maybe possibly might have stolen his work. So that's what the fuck is going on. All right, let me get the fuck up out of here. I know I only did two stories and it's short, but, you know, obviously, as you can hear my voice, I'm still fucking sick. My sinuses are still doing a thing, and I need to lay down. Ugh. All right. As always, we appreciate everybody who listens to The Wine Cellar and likes, shares, and follows our content. So, on that note, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for someone else. And, yeah, don't let this administration get you down, okay? All right, I'm out of here, y'all.